We are pleased to have in the studio with us today, Omer Netzer, who is in to talk about a new record that he has out on radio across the country. And we're just really pleased to have you here today, my friend.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You have a very unique story, not a typical story of a musician that travels here. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're from?
I was born and raised in Israel in a small town, northern side of the country. And my parents, they own a music store where I grew up. So this is kind of how I roll into music. My dad gave me my first drums when I was 6, and then my first guitar when I was 12. And since then, it's the music, it's in my blood.
All kinds of music, all types of styles and everything?
Yeah. From country to rock and roll to jazz, and of course the blues side. And I just love music.
Why were you drawn to country music?
I think that God gave me a mission. It's to bring people together with my music, and it doesn't, because music have no barriers and borders, and it can reach anyone. So music can touch your heart and change your mind.
Tell us about the song that's been played on radio here this week and this summer called Midnight Blue.
Midnight Blue. Oh my God, it's a. It's about my life. I've been through many hard things, and I think one of the hardest was that my family moved back, and I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and I needed to pack her things and all the toys, and I was like sitting there, and it was one of the hardest things. It's about memories. That song is about memories and about, you know, I think that there is a lot of people and parents out there that will relate to that song. So
let's give it a spin. Omer Netzer on WRCL this time.
Pictures and mirrors still hanging in the hall, reflections of laughter echo off the wall. This empty house used to be home, but I couldn't tell you where yesterday's gone. I feel like my heart's been hanged from the ceiling. Oh, and the frame of our old game that shake. We knocked the clock off that maple nightstand. Girl, since you left, time ain't touched those hands. I feel like my heart's been hanged from the ceiling. Ghost that I'm seeing. Turn off the bird. Scream.
Omer Netzer, nice job, Midnight Blue. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
You know, your background, I cannot imagine. You wrote in your bio about picking the guitar, writing songs while in a bomb shelter. I mean, obviously you got some things to do. Did that kind of clear your mind, keep your mind off things?
Yeah, I'm just writing songs. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. Just that's it. Just music.
And you came to Nashville, and that's a great place for people to kind of get together and write. Have you done some writing with other writers?
Or? Yeah, I co-write a lot.
Do you?
After opening for Bon Jovi, I came to Nashville and I got the best advice, which was to build a community and to start writing songs. So that's what I've been doing for the last few years, and it's been a blessing. And you know, I'm writing songs that I can relate to. It's about my life, and I'm just sitting there writing the hook, which is the core of that song. And I've been God sent me, you know, God sent good people to my life to create those songs, and that's about it.
Who did you say you opened for?
Bon Jovi.
You did?
Yes.
How did you get that opportunity?
After I started my music career in Israel, I've been touring all over the country, and then I started touring Europe, and my music got into his team ears, and I got a call. They asked me to open for them in Israel, and then that's what I did.
Exciting. The end of that song, Midnight Blue, it kind of goes into some other types of music. It almost sounds like a jazz.
Jazzy ending. Part, yeah. I was really drunk. No, kidding. We recorded that song in Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. In the middle of that song, I was like, okay, we need to do something. We need to go that extra mile. You know, and that's what we did, and it was an amazing moment. It was a moment about the notes, about the music, and we're here to serve the music.
You have another song. In fact, you have guitar in hand.
Yep.
You got your traveling drummer here with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
How's it going?
Good to see you. What are you playing here this morning?
Yeah, so I have what's called a lap cajon. A normal cajon is about the three times the size of this box that I have here, and it's a wooden box with the snares inside it. And
cool.
And this one, you don't have to sit on it. You just, you know, put it on your lap if you sit on a chair and you hit it.
Ready to go.
Pretty good noise.
You have a ready-made drummer wherever you are.
Yeah.
What are you going to sing for us, Omer?
I'm going to sing a song called Low High that we released 2 weeks ago, and I believe that next week we're going to release the music video for that song. So it's kind of like Johnny Cash and Elvis had a kid, and that song is it's all about it. So Low High.
Cool.
The bar sure is getting lonely. Familiar faces, nothing new to do. And all my friends are tired of getting rowdy. I was drinking all alone till I met you. We meet church every Sunday morning. Trouble night, howling at the moon. Kissing, turn cursing, turn to fighting. It takes a real car girl to break this stubborn mule. I go low, you go high, we land somewhere in the middle. I've been wrong, you've been right, baby, let's just keep it simple. You're sweet as tea, I'm whiskey neat, from broken heart to diamond rings. No one wouldn't change it for a thing. Come on. Between love and hell raising. Cat and mouse, I'm guessing mine was right. And it's a deadly game, and there ain't no escaping. 9 months later, now I'm doing life. I go low, you go high, we land somewhere in the middle. I've been wrong, you've been right, baby, let's just keep it simple. You're sweet as tea, I'm whiskey neat.
one more time, please. Come on.
Standing ovation for that one.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Omer Netzer. And we'll be right back right after these words with more. Maybe we can even coax him to sing another one here.
100.9 WRCO.
Omer Netzer is our guest in the studio today from WRCO. We're so very fortunate, thanks to Grassroots Entertainment for sending all of these great artists our way. We get a chance to meet new friends and get live music. It's old school on the radio. You know, one of the things I read about you I thought was really interesting was using horses for emotional support. Could you talk about that?
After the army, I was thinking, how can I change people's life for the good? And, you know, because I never wanted to be a musician. It wasn't my thing. And I went to learn horse therapy to become a horse therapist, because I truly believe that horse is one of the unique animals that God created, because they can sense you, and they can, you know, it's like a mirror to you. So I went to learn it, and I worked as a horse therapist, and it was an amazing journey for sure. But then I realized that music, that's my mission. So that's when I changed.
But I think both can get you through some tough times. You're talking about soldiers suffering through PTSD and things like that. You know, what a fine way to connect with an animal.
Right now, right now, what I'm, part of the things that I'm doing is to help veterans, and with horses. And sometimes I'm flying to like Montana or Wyoming to for like trips with soldiers. So that's part of my life. It's always had been, and it's always will be.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That is awesome. Yeah, it's got to be rewarding.
Yeah.
I'm curious too, because I've been in record stores. I go to vinyl record stores all over the country, all over the world actually. But I've never been to one in northern Israel. I understand your family had one.
First, you're more than welcome. let's start with that.
Okay.
And I'm sure that my mom and dad will, you know,
they'd swing me a deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And my dad music store, it's we talked about it. The first floor is vinyls and CDs, the second floor is instrumental musical, like guitars, pianos, drums, and this is where I grew up with music, and it's been a blessing.
Would you feature artists from all over the world? You have American artists in the vinyl record area too?
Yeah,
sure. A little bit of everything.
Yeah, everything. You have everything. Oh my! My dad is a collector for sure. It's the only music place in the whole region, so it must be.
Is that where you got your guitar?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's in Nashville.
Okay.
It's a Martin from the '60s. You can find those things in Nashville. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a great guitar right there.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
How old were you when you learned guitar?
I started when I was 12, and I taught myself how to play. I was sitting by myself with a record player, playing through Clapton and B.B. King and, you know, all of those legends. They taught me how to play guitar.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Would you sing another song for us before you take off?
Yes, please. I'll sing the song that saved my life. It's called God Works in Mysterious Ways.
I've been through hell. I've loved and I've lost. I've been down on myself. Today that I've met you, everything changed. God works in mysterious ways. Instead of holding a bottle, I'm holding your hand. I'm reading the Bible to be a better man. Cause when you walk through the shadow, it's how you learn how to pray. And God works in mysterious ways.
Omer Netzer on WRCO Radio. We appreciate you coming by to see us. And man, I'm not just blowing smoke. You're as good as anybody on the charts right now. You really, really are.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I hope you continue to grow in your career, and maybe we can say we knew him when.
Absolutely. We're family now, so for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And you made some videos, too. I forgot to ask you about that. How much fun is it to make a video?
Oh, my God. That's a low high. We got some dancers, and it's gonna look like a movie from the 60s. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, it looks so much fun, the finished product, but there's a lot of work that goes into it too, isn't there?
It's part of the game. It's like driving.
True. Ah, goodness. How can people get a hold of you? How can they find your stuff?
It's Omer Netzer, OmerNetzer, OmerNetzer.com. I'm out there, so that's it.
We'll look you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Good deal. Well, safe travels to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You bet. Omer Netzer joining us here on WRCO for a Wednesday.